Weekly, we check in with Chatham Kent's Medical Officer of Health, Dr. David Colby. Good morning, Mr. Colby. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing okay, thanks. Little surprised to see white dusting in the middle of April, but hey, nothing surprises me these days.
Not in 2020. Everything seems to be out the window for normalcy around these parts. I guess, first of all, we want to talk to you about the increased testing that was announced by the provincial government and what that means for Chatham Kent. Can you maybe start with that?
Well, it's been a challenge for the government to provide the capacity to do, you know, as much testing as everybody would like. And great strides, a lot of progress has been made in that area. So the direction was given to that we could increase our testing locally, and there really aren't any constrictions. We had to be a little bit restrictive before on who was tested. So we tested the people with the highest pre-test probability of disease, people that had a travel history, that had symptoms, that had an exposure to a known case. And that being said, Chris, we've only had 25 positives in Chatham Kent with a total of over 660 tested, which by the time I get today's figures updated, will undoubtedly be over 700. We still only have 25 positives.
Now, as you ask that, or as you say that, we just have a text that comes in. Ask Dr. Colby if we are the lowest in confirmed cases because we have performed the least number of tests. I guess that would kind of break down mathematically, that would make sense, but maybe you can address that.
I don't believe that at all, because we've tested the most likely people to have this based on epidemiology. A lot of tests don't perform well if you apply them to an undifferentiated population, because there are false positives and false negatives associated with any test, including this one. It's not simply a question, oh yes, if you're negative, you don't have it, and if you're positive, you do. There are some false results that come into play, and that there has to be some interpretation of what's likely to be happening. So our positivity rate is low. We went in Chatham Kent. I think that the two big factors are the fact that we don't have a busy border to bring cases in from the United States, like our two neighbors to the north and to the west. They've had to deal with people crossing the border to work every day. We don't really have very much of that at all. And the second thing is that in Chatham Kent, we put in much stricter social distancing rules than the province initially advocated. And so there's accumulating evidence around the world that the earlier you do this, the more effective it is. So we did that very, very early.
Jen, you had a question. What did you want to ask the doctor?
Yeah, with everyone getting more tests now and it's becoming more available, how come it's so hard to get a test in Chatham?
I wasn't aware that it was hard. If a doctor or public health makes a referral to the assessment center, it's pretty well done right away. But I do know that the hospital, in light of this new capacity and direction that has been given, they're streamlining their procedures that will make it easier and have fewer lineups and congestion at the assessment center. No question about that.
I had a question this morning, and Doc, we said there's no dumb questions. There's no dumb questions, so let's ask away. I had somebody ask, if the wind can carry the virus, if the windy conditions make it any worse?
No, that probably makes it better.
Okay.
Almost like dilution is the solution to pollution. One virus particle, which I don't believe in terms of environmental pollution, by the way, that's just an old saying. But one virus particle is not enough to cause an infection. There has to be a significant inoculum. And outside, in, when there's air moving around, this is diluted very, very well. This infection is not known to be airborne at all. It's airborne infections are tuberculosis and chickenpox and measles. Those are true airborne infections. And if somebody is excreting that virus through their respiratory secretion, they everyone in the room is at risk, no matter how far you are, because the air moves around the room. But it seems with this virus, it's more what we call droplet spread, so that spittle particles that are coughed and sneezed out. Sorry to be gross, but that's the reality of it.
Or speaking moistly,
they carry the virus,
right?
And settle within a couple of meters. So,
yeah. Or speaking moistly, is that correct?
That's the way our prime minister speaking moistly. Yeah.
Yeah. With the increase in testing, and we're seeing the increase in the numbers in long term care homes. Now Chatham Kent so far has been in a pretty good situation, but we are seeing in other communities where that's where a major concentration of some of these positive tests are. Is that something that you would do in the long-term care homes? Would you test more in there? Or do we... Go ahead.
We don't have any outbreaks, knock on wood, in Chatham-Kent in long-term care homes. We haven't had any here. Okay. And we do have a severe restriction policy with regard to visitors, with regard to staff are not to move from one facility to another. You only have to work in one place. We use the barrier precautions and screening twice a day and at the entrance to make sure that nobody's coming in who's likely to be a problem. And so far, this strategy has worked. There are special problems with respiratory outbreaks in long-term care facilities. I mean, we, for years, have been working on outbreaks of coronaviruses, the kind that are not like this, the kind that appear more like a cold. We see influenza, metapneumovirus, all kinds of rhinoviruses, all kinds of respiratory viruses that in the confines of a long-term care home can spread very fast and cause a lot of problems. This virus, which the older a person is, the more lethal it is if acquired, we really have to be very scrupulous about this. And people's lives, the quality of their lives, are being adversely affected. But we believe that these measures are necessary. And yeah, sure, we'll test more, but we actually haven't had any outbreaks yet and again, I don't want any at all to have to undertake systematic testing. The province is picking a number of long-term care homes to do surveillance studies where they're just randomly testing people to see what comes up. And so I'm very excited to hear the results of that. That is not being advocated for everybody at this time because, again, that's a huge number of people across the province mm-hmm. and could put a stress on the testing capacity.
We got a text in as you were saying that about the work that our community nurses and our long-term care homes are doing. So it sounds like they're doing the right things right now, helping to reduce that spread. So I think you addressed
that. Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody is pitching in, and we're doing the very best we can here. Absolutely.